Welcome everybody to Cup with Gup on this beautiful Wednesday morning, October 20th, 2021. We are about, probably by the time this drops, be about 8 hours away from lock tonight on the Zozo Championship that is in Japan. Last reminder, do not forget to get your lineups in, reserved, and loaded with the early start time this evening. Right now, join Gup's Corner with the code CUP and get 15% off any package that includes a 7-day free trial, risk-free trial. If you don't like us after 7 days, you can cancel and you will never see a charge. Rate and review us on iTunes. It goes a long way. If you haven't done it in a while, you forgot, please go in there and get that done. Really helps us out a lot and helps us grow as well. Subscribe and like to us on the YouTube channel. Those two things goes a long way when we do big giveaways, which we do periodically throughout the year on the big events like the Masters, NFL playoffs, College Bowls, any other big playoffs, and golf as well, majors. I look for those things first for the guys that supported us. It's free to do. It helps a lot. Hit that subscribe button right now if you're watching the video. Tell me in the comment section. I do weekly giveaways on Thursday. Who you would play in the 8K range this week. Hopefully you listen to this is all about Zozo today. So hopefully you listen to it before lock tonight and tell me who you like in the 8K range, which I think will be a pretty popular range this week. As most will pick up in the 10K range. I think the 9K range will be a leverage spot. Then the 7 and 8 is pretty loaded and then peppered throughout the 6s as people see best fit. Underdog, use the code GUP. It is in the description as well. You can click the link, use GUP, get $10 free when you deposit $10 or more. Got Thursday night football tomorrow. NBA is back. They got a contest tonight, $5 to enter, $15K in prizes. MLB championship series contest going as well. Go check out Underdog. They got college football, as well. And then, once you get used to their platform and everything, they're the best NFL best ball platform out there. So when that rolls around next year, you'll be logged in, ready to go. We'll be covering that, do some content. Ryan and I, Ryan does a good job doing rankings and all that kind of stuff. We'll cater that to best ball a little bit next year as well. PGA updated thoughts of the week. Final thoughts for me, a little earlier than normal, but that's fine. I like it. I love that we will have some golf tonight. We get a little college football tonight. MLB, NBA is back. We are October is a great time for sports. NFL be locked and loaded tomorrow as well. Moving up the chain for me this week. Short turnaround, so obviously, you're really trying to be, go through your process as best you can with a little smaller time. I like EVR. I've talked about him. Going to just keep him up there. Reminder, he grew on my list a lot this week. I really like him. He's not coming in really high owned. I've already put out final rankings, final ownership. So if you want to come check us out for free, I got all that up there on the premium article. Again, you don't see a charge. This isn't a trick. If you cancel within 7 days, you'll never see a charge from us. So come give us a check. Palmer's moved up for me. And this is just, I just kind of sat down last night and this morning and said, all right, we have a unique event that's got a very weird field per se. I could nitpick almost 90-something percent of this field. So I'm really just going to go to look more, I don't want to say more at ceiling, but let's look a little long-term view. I'm going to take some risk on guys that I don't know much about, but I've looked at some OWGR recent results and all that. But I mean, Palmer played this well in 2019. He's not been playing great as of late. But with my deep dive on my course fit, which I brought in about 6 or 7 courses I felt that were like it, he's fourth. He's really moved up for me. He's not going to be owned very much, sub 10% guy. I'm going to have some of him this week. Chan Kim, I'm staying on him. I like him this week. Thought he'd get talked up a little more than he did, but I got him around, let's call it 5 to 7%. I like that. A recent win over in Japan, he's played strong fields in PGA, majors, WGCs, and done okay. So I like that. Neiman, I think the perception right now, well, not perception, the industry and the majority of the industry right now is kind of down on him. He's going to be a low owned $9,900 guy. All these 9K guys, I think, are going to be lower owned because of people wanting to be a little more balanced with not as much down in the 6K. So Neiman, let's call it 12 to 14%. Maybe he flirts with 15%. I'm just, you know, I like Neiman. You guys know that. I'm going to go with him. He could win this. It wouldn't surprise me. Bent is his best putting. Keegan Bradley, a guy I don't play a lot. I talked about him a little bit with Travis yesterday on his podcast, Stripe Show podcast. Go check that out. He has Jason Kokrak on today. Good podcast. He has a lot of teachers and coaches and players on. So, and he does, you know, the DFS betting as well, but a very unique way he's got things going. I like going on that podcast with him. So I like Keegan. I never play Keegan. I don't really like him in general. 9,400 makes me think don't like him very much at all, but tee to green is going to be great. We just got to hope for a good putting week, right? You always say that, and you know, with him, but not going to have a ton of them, but he's not really gotten hyped up too much. He's going to be that same 12 to 14, 15%. A lot of these 9K guys are going to be right there. And then Mag McNeely, same deal. He's just playing really good. He kind of moved up quite a bit for me. I didn't talk a lot about him early in the week, but he finished right outside my top 10 in final ranks, a second at the Fortinet Championship, a 38th last week at CJ Cup. He's top 20 in bent putting, ninth in good drives, 15th in ball striking, five opportunities inside 18 feet, 21st birdie or better. So, I like him. I like this 9K range because, these aren't horrible players, especially when you're looking relative to the field. And all of them are just going to be like this sub 10, 15% range. I know I got to, still have to make a decision on Morikawa and Xander, most likely. They're clearly going to be number one and two in ownership in my mind. And I'll make that decision. I've already talked about some of that with the final thought stuff. But outside of that, I want to get as many of these good quality players who, if things go right on a 4-day, no cut event, they can pay off. Moving down for me, and this is more of leverage on guys that are going to come in high own that, I don't see a lot of difference in them and some other guys that are half the ownership. First is Norlander. Got him around, 15, 17% at 7,400. Next is Kang, and he was a guy I'm on. I liked him. He, flirting with the betting card. But he's getting a little bit of buzz. I probably got him 12, 13% at 6,300. There's some other 6K guys that are going to be half that or so that I'd rather just maybe take that leverage and a chance on. I don't necessarily hate Sung Kang, and he can putt lights out. But he moved down the list for me some. Hollywood Hoagie, he's been steamed up a little bit, 13, 14% range, right at the 7K. Again, all these guys you can make plus and minuses for. I'm just, these are leverage spots for me. And then last is Griot, who's a guy I'll continue to kind of fade, 9,100. I like those other 9K guys a little bit better. He's going to be popular, 15, 16, 17% range. He's a guy that I'll fade definitely or move way down the list. Names that pop for me, talked a little bit about some of these yesterday, Sean Norris, Kinoshita. Those are probably the two unknown that I don't mind playing. But Norris is 86th in the OWGR, Kinoshita 72nd. Norris won last week. Kinoshita's last 10 has been pretty good. Norris has played in this event at Sherwood and 2 years ago. I think Kinoshita played 2 years ago as well, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not, though, but he's played pretty decent as of late over there in Japan. Different type of tour, but again, you're 6,000 to 6,200. Kinoshita is going to be in that 3 to 5% range. I'd rather take a chance on him than Sung Kang at 12%. 1/6 the ownership. And obviously, more times than not, Kang's going to outplay it. And I'm not going to play all these guys we're not familiar with, but those are the two that kind of pop for me. Sam Ryder's a guy that I think he's going to be around that 5% range. That I like a lot. And then Chesson Hadley, last game, name that kind of pops for me. He's going to be sub 4%. Great on my deep dive course fit. Great on putting, on bent. He's top 30 in total rankings for me at 6,900. I kind of like him this week as well. Leverage plays are pretty easy this week. It's Fleetwood is a clear leverage play. I don't know if I get there or can get there. I'm at 10K. Mackenzie Hughes and Siwoo Kim. Those are the other two that are easy leverage plays this week. If you want to get, that kind of profile of a player at, 5-6%. Monkey Knife Fight plays have been on fire, hitting at probably 70-80% most slates. I actually have three today I like. I'm going More or Less, which plays 3X, Morikawa over 18.5, and Matsu over 18.5 birdies or better. just for reference, Matsu had 21 in 2019 here, and Tiger had 27 or 8. I can't remember if he got an eagle. Had 27 birdies alone. They finished first and second. It wasn't quite as easy scoring conditions as I think we'll see this week. I don't think this week's going to be like last week or the week before, but I think both those guys are going to be up there fighting on Sunday, and I like them over 18.5. A more or less 5X bet. I like Xander over 102.5 fantasy points, Morikawa over 102.5 fantasy points, and Willie Z over 100.5 fantasy points. And the last one is another 5X. I like Xander over 18.5 birdies or better, Fleetwood under 17.5 birdies or better, and Matt McNeely over 17.5 birdies or better. All three of those hit. We'll hit 13X our money. Those are three separate plays. You can go check it out at monkeyknifefight.com. There's a link in the audio description. Been printing money late as of last month or so. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. Get a free $100 or up to a free $100 when you deposit up to $100. A dollar for dollar match all the way up to $100. Go take advantage of it. Play some of these plays. I will have my Thursday night football plays tomorrow. I'll have my main slate Sunday NFL plays and college football Monkey Knife Fight plays on Cup with Gup tomorrow as well. So plenty of options to play over there, and we've been doing extremely well. Use the code CUP. Get 15% off right now. Includes a 7-day free trial. Like I said, Cup with Gup tomorrow for Thursday Night Football Showdown will be out early in the afternoon. Coin flip out tomorrow afternoon. And then late Thursday night, I will do the new podcast with Ryan. We are close to naming that and getting some artwork done for there. That'll come out. Normally I do it Thursday evening during Thursday night football, halftime or so. The read option with Bobby Berger, the college football GOAT DFS, comes out Friday morning. And then I will be around 10 Eastern Sunday morning. I got to see how that lines up with the golf, because I know the golf will start later Saturday night. I'll be up late. We'll figure that out, but I'll be around sometime that morning to talk NFL week 7 as we approach that and watch some live golf. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Do not forget your lock is at 6:30. It can get away from you at times. Worst case, build your lineups, reserve lineups, or get them locked in. If you want to tinker later, do that, but make sure you get that done. I will be around pretty much. I'll be gone here for about an hour or so. And then I'll pretty much be around all afternoon looking at building different things for the evening. So if you have questions, hit me up in the GC Warrior Room, and I will talk to you guys later. Thanks. Have a good day.